Vision.com.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Woo, the weekend is close, my friends, at least if you have that kind of weekend. Sometimes people have Sunday and Monday off. I realize that. Friday and Saturday, yeah, or maybe a couple of days in the beginning of the week. It's an upside-down world. There's no more 8 to 5. How many people work 8 to 5? Raise your hand. Nobody's raising their hand. I have the special infrared ATN glasses they supplied me with. Uh-huh. It's great to work for GCN. They got all kinds of gadgets, and so I can see. I don't see any hands going up. That's just not the way the world operates anymore. I know I've told this to you before, but there's potentially 30 million people that are up, hanging out, doing the job thing, chilling out, whatever, because they work those in-between hours. And I know a lot of you are driving right now. Big shout-out to all of you with those air horns. Special people. My grandfather used to drive a truck, and he said it was a great thing because he got exposed to the world, basically, the rest of the country, instead of just his little corner, his little slice of the Northeast. All right, speaking of being exposed, quickly here at the top, the Bin Laden Chronicles. It's the story that just keeps on giving, and I know you're fascinated by it, so don't tell me you're not, and we're not Bin Laden all the time. Annie wrote me and said, is this the Bin Laden Network? So it's only when you tune in. Anyway, this is a big deal because remember, one of the things that you probably picked up with the compound raid is there was no internet. Osama bin Laden didn't have internet access. So how were all those messages getting out? And remember, 100 computers, thumbnail drives, file upon file. So why 100 computers and all these drives? Why did he have all of that? And the reason why is because he had couriers that were taking his offline messages and then going to internet cafes with them, downloading them, and putting them out to Al Jazeera and whoever else, and then coming back and checking with the email that they had checked. So he was actually a big-time emailer. And how he was able to circumvent all of that for 5+ years, actually, you know, more than that, 10 years, but in that compound, we'll just stick with the compound, for at least 5 years. There's nothing but questions since the Bin Laden thing happened. Like that. Well, how did he get the word out to people? And speaking of that, the U.S. had a chance to grill the wives. I'd like to be a fly on the wall and listen to that conversation. Three of his widows have been interrogated by CIA officers with the Pakistani intelligence people there while they were doing it. That's what at least our government's saying and their government is saying. They're also saying that they were hostile witnesses, do you think? After the SEALs came into that compound and blew away bin Laden, do you think they were going to be cooperative witnesses? So what are they saying? They, according to the information that's come out, they didn't know much about the specifics of what bin Laden was doing. Uh-huh, yeah, right. But they were aware that he had couriers coming in, but it didn't really... The information that they gave was nothing new. I mean, there was nothing really that came out of it other than how long they had been at the compound, just verifying that, you know, the 5 years, but really nothing else about the whole intelligence thing of how he was moving the message and the couriers coming in other than to verify that. Boy, the fact that he was right there in the middle of Abbottabad is just crazy with that military presence there instead of hiding out in the mountains, because that's what, you know, you kept hearing that. Oh, he's in the mountains. He's in a very tough area to find him. And I don't think they're going to get much out of that. I mean, the widows, I really don't think are going to to say much other than to probably verify a few of the facts that we're already aware of. All right, speaking of witnesses, that's what happens to the oil execs. They were kind of forced into that. So the Senate Democrats went after the big oil guys, and it's kind of that whole theater that gets set up when you know you have an easy target. I always think if I was, I mean, I hate to say this, but it's true. If I'm a senator and I'm looking for a platform, woohoo, what's a safe haven for me? Well, beat up on the steroid bad boys of baseball, beat up on anybody connected to the oil spill, BP on down, and beat up on oil execs. It's just made for primetime TV because very few people are going to disagree. It's easy to scold the companies over the tax breaks that we can't afford because of the deficits. So what do the oil execs do? They turn around and say, you know, don't blame us for your screw-ups. That's exactly what happened when McKay and John Watson were trotted out. McKay, of course, behind BP, Lamar McKay. And here's what he had to say, and here's what John Watson had to say.
BP is very serious about bringing new sources of oil and natural gas to the market. We're also serious about building a sustainable, profitable alternative energy business capable of delivering clean, affordable power. We cannot change the international crude oil market, which drives those prices and on which the country relies for more than 60% of the oil it consumes. But we can work with the Congress, with the administration, and consumers across the nation to move towards greater energy security and a lower carbon energy future.
Don't punish our industry for doing its job well. Create energy and tax policies that make our country a more attractive place to do business, allow us to develop our nation's vast energy resources, and strengthen, don't weaken, our ability to compete against large national oil companies who are major players in the U.S. and global energy markets.
All right, so easy to flip that around and be defensive and kind of makes sense from that point of view. That's exactly what I would do. The Democrats really didn't get much other than the deflection of don't blame us for what's going on. I like what Chuck Schumer said. He said you'd be likelier to see a unicorn in this hearing room than have Americans believe you need these subsidies, that we have to choose priorities, and right now we have a huge budget deficit. So in the end, I think the executives from ExxonMobil and Shell and Chevron and BP and ConocoPhillips, they, you know, fired back and said, why should you single us out? Because guess what? Other businesses get the same tax breaks. So don't look at us. What about their tax breaks? And the guy who's always vocal is Exxon's Rex Tillerson. And when he was grilled, or they tried to grill him, he said that this whole effort was just discriminatory, counterproductive, and misinformed is what he called it, and that it undermines U.S. competitiveness, and it is not their fault. Well, $21 billion in tax breaks for the five largest oil companies in the U.S. over 10 years. If the Democrats have their way, it's coming up for a vote in the Senate next week. I think it goes away. You think it should go away? 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to check the mail in our next segment. Lots of mail, including one. I'll throw this one out here. This is from Alan, and he said, Kate, hey, did you know that winning Charlie Sheen, who is off 2.5 Men, has been replaced by Ashton Kutcher? How about that? There were a lot of names floating around. I don't know if that's official or not, but it is being reported that he is going to be the guy who steps in for Sheen. Boy, what a crazy thing that was when Sheen went off the rails. And then he's getting sued by the company. Then he's suing the company. And I have a feeling that litigation is going to get tied up for a while. But I guess they're going to try to keep 2.5 Men on the air. And he's the guy. There were some interesting people whose names came up. I thought initially they were just going to shut it down because Charlie Sheen was pretty popular and had done that show forever and a day, and it was partially his idea. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Good evening, Kate.
Hello.
As you know, they just had a poetry thing at the White House, and being a recognized poet, I would like to give a small little short poem for our beloved leader, and then I want to talk to you about the oil industry.
All right, let's hear your poem.
There once was a man named Barack who used lies as his common stock. But when the 2012 election came around, little Barack went down. And like a good Christian, he up and moved to Iraq.
You always make me laugh, whether you're off the rails sometimes or not, but that was good.
Well, you know, I'm like the spice in your life. If you didn't have a little
you
spice,
are.
Yes. Okay, now, we are crucifying our little oil company so the president can have a little dog and pony show with his little Senate minions. And if we're really serious about ending these subsidies, how about we just end the little subsidy for ethanol? It costs you and me and all the rest of the taxpayers of America who drive 45 cents a gallon, which business could not stand on its own if we took away the subsidy. So since we want to get rid of subsidies, let's do that. Then let's do Archer Daniels Midland. Let's do Monsanto. Let's do anything that the federal government's got its little hands in going, here, we'll take care of you. Don't worry about a thing, you know, and get rid of these clowns that are sticking it to us in our wallets. And then they can stand back and say, see what a great job we did. And we'll go, yeah, for once.
You know what? I agree with you. I agree with you. And people are probably shocked that because they're saying, what is she saying? But it's like I said, the oil companies, the problem is it's so easy to make them the patsy because it's a big number and because everybody's upset over gas prices. But I think Rex Tillerson was right in what he said. Give me a break. What about everybody else then? Like you just said, what about all the other subsidies? So it might not be $21 billion, but why not take those taxes away? Why don't you dump on that direction? Especially when it comes to the craziness of green energy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And one more little thing. Like I told you once before, here in the Permanent Valley down here in Midland, Texas, that runs all the way into New Mexico,
yep.
We've got one of the largest oil finds we've ever discovered. It's on private land. They're trying to take it away using the Environmentalist Protection Agency and their little quest to save a lizard. The thing that they're discussing is some lizards have 4 scales, some lizards have 5 scales between their elbow and their armpit. And the same lizard interbreeds with each other. So this is a crock of bull. But yet they're using that to take away our oil that we have taken care of Texas and the whole United States of America. I think we should have a little bit of a verbal protest to the White House vis-a-vis telephone, vis-a-vis email, and say, hey, cool it.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you another interesting thing. Mary Landrieu, who Dan is a Democrat, a Democratic senator, says that her party's plan to tax oil companies is laughable. She's saying that the proposal had obviously come from states that produce no energy.
And she said,
I don't care. She goes, I know I'm going to be a skunk, but I don't care. It's the truth. It's the truth because it's so easy to do that. The bill was authored by the New Jersey Democratic Senator Robert Mendez, and it would tax oil companies for drilling on government land and remove those tax breaks for companies that drill overseas. And they're saying that that's going to raise $20 billion to go to the deficit reduction. But she's saying it's going to hurt the Gulf of Mexico oil industry. And, of course, it is, because what are the companies going to do? They're going to do what's right for the company's bottom line, and they're going to say, screw it, why are we doing this?
You're right. You're right.
We'll go elsewhere.
Listen, thank you very much for taking my call.
All right, Dan, you have a great weekend. If you have any thoughts on what we're talking about here, the oil companies, some of the other things, I was mentioning that how could we possibly do a show and not mention the latest on Bin Laden, the craziness of the emails. Immediately, the red flags went up. Well, how is he communicating with the world if he has no internet service? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. A couple of other quick things related to things that just make you go, oh, man, are you kidding me? How did I not know that this was happening? How did I not realize this? Well, one thing you should realize, when you go out to your mailbox and you're picking up the junk mail for the weekend on Saturday, but you like that daily stroll to the box, it might be something that you're not going to see very long, because, and we've talked about this a ton, we've actually even had some people on about it, but the Postal Service, I said this early in the week, now they're talking about $2.2 billion, that's the losses, in just 3 months. So you know what they're suggesting? Are you ready for this? How do you help the Postal Service if it's in the hole again, $2.2 billion in 3 months? Taxpayer-funded bailout. Should we bail out the Postal Service? Should we bail? It's our money. See, people forget that. It's just like the bank's too big to fail. We bail them out. We bail them out. It's your money and my money. It's everybody in the country's money. So should we bail out the Postal Service? Because that's what's being suggested. One of the suggestions. You know, cutting Saturday service, that's only going to go so far. But making the price of stamps higher, you know, they could do that. Or just let it die. How would you feel? This is a serious question. How would you feel if the Postal Service went away? Do you go to the post office? Do you use the post office at all? Or have you used other methods? Are you doing other things? I go to the post office a lot. I go to there's two post offices in my neighborhood. I go there a ton to mail the books that you won. No, I'm kidding. I do end up going to the post office a bunch. It'd be very strange if I just had to do the private shipper thing. Boy, that would certainly help UPS, wouldn't it? And everybody else. They could charge more money because then that's more competition out of the way. Would you support a bailout to save it? Would you do that? Or would you rather they just raise prices and then people who want to use the Postal Service will pay it? Because if that's what they want to do, they'll wait in line, and if the stamp goes up or if the price to go first class, ship something first class, they'll pay it, whatever it is. Like I said, think about that when you're walking to your box over the weekend. And it is a habit for most of us, whether it's out front or it's just right there on your porch, or you have a post office box and you stop by and you get that. You know, it's like that morning cup of coffee thing for a lot of people. So now you'd have to go and find out where the UPS store is, or FedEx. They'll charge you an arm and a leg to mail something, or one of the other services that are out there that I've had more problems with, actually, than the Postal Service. So usually I end up doing the postal thing. All right, we'll take some calls on the flip side. If you want to line up, light them up, 800-259-5791. Plus, we're going to check the email before we get out of this hour. Stay with us.
Food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us.
Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the morning.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game.
Earlier this week, the president called for what he called the widespread movement for immigration reform. And don't you think we really have to have those borders somewhat secured before we go straight to the amnesty part of this equation? This was a big story in the week. You know, Osama bin Laden's death and all the things that are pouring out afterwards are going to be hanging around for a while. Mixed in between, sprinkled in between, are some important things that are happening. I talked about the oil execs getting grilled and fighting back and saying, you know what, they didn't say screw you, but they wanted to say screw you. Go after some of these other people then, because gas goes up, you don't like it, stop the speculation, stop some of the other things that are happening that have nothing to do with us. And then there were also, by the way, was a terrorist scenario that happened in New York that was unveiled, where there were two lone wolf terrorists from Queens who grew up in other countries, then came with their families to Queens and said that they don't like Muslims, the way Muslims are being treated like dogs, was a quote, and especially they didn't like what was happening with the Palestinians, and decided that they were going to try to go after the Empire State Building. They were going to blow up a Manhattan mosque. They had gotten some weapons, and they were going to use a grenade. It didn't come to that because, once again, there was somebody in the mosque who got wind of what was happening, an undercover-type intelligence person who's gone deep inside and was able to tape them. And so both of them were taken out before – taken out, not in the bin Laden sense, but taken out, taken down before anything could happen. Also in the mix, as I mentioned, 2 more years for Robert Mueller, the FBI chief. And you say, well, why is that? Because of all the things that have happened, the press has asked that they extend it. Remember, Mueller went through the Bush years, went through a chunk of the Bush years, and then obviously all the Bush years, and then this president's first couple of years, so he would be able to finish it out. That makes sense to me. I really don't have any problem with that. And especially because Mueller was the guy who talked about terrorism and how we're ignoring pretty much the profiling scenario when he testified maybe 6 months ago on the Hill. He doesn't really pull any punches. He just tries to play it straight. This is what we do. This is the information. This is what I don't understand when you're asking me these questions. And he has no fear of saying that. Of calling a spade, as they say. I actually like Mueller. So, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. Let's go to Rick first in Illinois. Hey, Rick, how are you?
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
How you been?
I've been good since we last talked. How about you?
Oh, my phone's crackling up again.
What's up with that? You need to get on a better plan.
See what's going on.
No kidding. Sprint is offering people $175 if they switch.
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, it's breaking up bad. I can, like, somebody trying to get cut in on.
Yeah, somebody doesn't want you to talk, so they're trying to cut you off.
Yeah,
what's on your mind?
Palin voters are out giving. These oil executives, you know, they get subsidized. I'm going to give up the subsidies. So they, because, you know, they're making $21 million a month, every 3 months. You know, I don't think they can be subsidized anymore.
But well, I think that's the subsidy. It's going to be a tight vote. There's a good chance that that does go away. But there are some Democrats that are saying, whoa, 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 what are you doing to the oil companies? I think shockingly, because normally I don't know that I would be on this side, but I think there is some merit to what they're saying, Rick, though. I don't agree. Here's what I don't agree with. I don't agree with, like, the CEOs of these companies, Rex Tillerson and some of them. They make a gazillion dollars more than their average employee, which is, that's part of the problem. They should, yes, they should make a lot of money because they're making the company money. But how much is a lot of money? When a CEO makes, you know, 150 times what the average engineer is making, that's not right. So I don't agree with that, and I think that they're, you know, spoiled, greedy, and ridiculous, and they all take care of each other and get put on other boards. But I think that it's an easy target, and it's such a layup for these lame senators to try to behead them, because who's, you know, how many people in America are going to see that on television, say, and defend the oil people? Of course they're not. So they know that. So it's an easy thing to go after. Immigration, they dance around it. Some of the harder things, they just leave on the table and pick and choose what they want to go after. That's what I think is wrong.
Well, that's the most popular thing right now, is go after them.
Right.
Gas is so high.
Right. Right. It's so easy. That's the problem. Yeah. It's so easy. But they're not going to – what's going to happen is – you're right. There's a good chance if it doesn't go away, the subsidy, because there's going to be a fight for that. If it doesn't go away, the subsidy gets reduced, I think.
Well, I mean, it's hard to justify a subsidy when you're making $21 billion every 3 months.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand that. What they're saying is, well, look at how many of the us there are and look at what some of the other industries are doing. But, okay, so you say get rid of the subsidy, baby. Get rid of the subsidy.
I mean, the CEOs, all the executives don't make millions and millions of dollars a month, a year. That's not fine. They should be subsidized to make that kind of money. So,
yeah,
they take it away from them.
Here's what you say to them. if you give back some of your money, then we'll keep up the subsidy.
Yeah.
And you pay more in. There you go. Yeah. We just flip it around on them.
Raise their taxes.
Yeah. Flip it around on them. Absolutely.
The teabaggers ain't jumping on this because they're always against subsidizing anybody or anything like that.
Well, because here's what you have to remember, and Rick, have a great weekend. Here's what you have to remember. If you're a capitalist, it's tough to completely chop off the oil people because you're a capitalist, and plus you don't want to completely dismantle the oil industry in the United States. I mean, look where we are now because of that. There is plenty of profits that could be had in various areas where we weren't drilling, where we didn't build refineries, all that sort of stuff. Don, so there's lots of blame to go around. Don in Wyoming, hello.
Hello, Kate. You know, these guys, you know, I'm kind of laughing about that, what went on today, Kate. This is an industry. It's not the cell phone industry. It's not the milk industry. It's not an industry that we don't have to have in America, okay? Unfortunately, right now, we have to have oil. That runs our economy. Okay, and so, you know, it's not something we can just sit there and say, well, you know, Americans don't need this, so, you know, it's not that big of an issue. I mean, if this was the cell phone industry falling apart, well, sorry, we don't have our smartphones anymore or whatever, you know, but my point being is that this is an industry that, you know, these guys are part of, and remember, they don't control, you know, I will defend them in a sense that they don't control the price of oil. OPEC's the one that controls that.
Absolutely.
And these guys made, what, $50 billion in the first quarter of this year or something like that? All right? Just think, now that's only 40% of the American oil. What do you think OPEC was making, the other 60% that was being supplied? Why didn't Congress try to bring those people in from foreign countries and say, hey, why you got the price of oil? You're making so much money.
Yep.
And obviously, if our oil companies are making that much money, imagine how much the other guys are making that are supplying the other 60%. You know, and my take on it is, Kate, that, you know, this is an industry we have to have, unfortunately. And I just, we talked about this back when, remember when they bailed out AIG? You know, and, you know, they did government bailouts for certain companies for Chrysler and General Motors. You know, and the reason they did that was because of how many jobs were involved. But the fact is, Kate, you know, there's two things, remember, you're not supposed to talk about at work, politics and religion, right?
Right.
Somehow, it's not because of one or the other. It's because when you get the two involved together, it's a bad mix. Kind of the same thing here, you know, politics and capitalism. They don't mix.
No,
you know?
They don't.
You know, government. That guy from Exxon is exactly right. Hey, what about the subsidies to everybody else? The federal government is short. What? How much are we talking? $1.4 trillion a year right now.
Yeah.
And we're giving money to corporations so that they can you know, forget it. Yank every subsidy off. You know, if you can't survive, that's business. That's capitalism, Kate. You can't survive on your own, and you don't have a business. Most people have small businesses. They're not getting subsidized by the government. And if you can't survive, then tough luck. That's just the way it is. Somebody else will come in and do a better job than you. You know, same thing. If General Motors had gone under, hey, guess what? Somebody's going to come in and buy those factories and build different cars there and put those people and employ some of those people, you know? I mean, this thing about the, you know, man, this is the biggest form of socialism there is in America right now. Subsidizing capitalistic industries, you know, when the government doesn't even have the money. It's, I mean, if you were running a bonus every year, we were in the right, you know, running billions of dollars in profit to the government. Yeah, maybe I can see subsidizing certain things. But this is the people that are $1.4 trillion in debt every year, and they're giving money off to people that are making profit.
Well, that's part, you know what? Actually, looking at it that way, that's why they're saying take away all the subsidies. Thanks, Don. Have a good one. Coming up, we're checking your letters.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Drive time here in this hour of America tonight. So often I am beating you up to send me your thoughts by going to the website americatonight.net, clicking on email, and I'm never surprised. Each and every day when I check, we are in the red. You know what that means? It means there's this red light that goes on and says you have to clear out your email. So every day I am clearing out my email. Thank you very much. So without further ado, let's check the mail, shall we?
The mail! The mail is here! Woo!
Thanks, Homer. I never get tired of Homer. Gotta love it. Okay, let's start with this one. It's from Haley, and Haley says, Kate, I didn't really hear you talk very much about Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver's breakup. What do you think? 25 years is a long time to stay together. Do you think it was a fake marriage? You know, it's interesting. We actually did talk about that. We have our man from Hollywood on Tuesdays, Stephen Shohet, and I asked him what the buzz was on the West Coast because everybody mentioned it. Mainstream papers, not mainstream papers, etc. Everywhere you saw it. And the thought is that now he's not governor, so she was sticking around because he was governor, and then once he was done with the politics, then they were going to ultimately split up. But I don't think it was a sham marriage in the beginning. Do I know? I'm not in their marriage. I know a few fringe people who know them, but I think that it has to do with probably the politics more than anything else, I guess. And ultimately, do they get divorced? It sounds like they're separate. They're certainly separating, and same thing. Who knows? All right, we move on. Here's one from Big John. Kate, what do you think of Gingrich jumping into the 2012 race? I actually like this guy when I've heard him on the tube, but come on now. He's a has-been. Why do the Republicans always have to go backwards instead of forwards? Isn't it obvious they need a fresh face in the mix, like the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie? What say you? Well, what I say is that Newt Gingrich is actually a pretty good commentator. When he's a guest and he's asked about things, whether you agree with him or not, he has a good manner. He has an easy way not to dismiss something he completely disagrees with. And he has made no secret of the fact that he wants to be president. I think he's wanted it for a very long time. So he announces his presidency, does the whole Twitter thing, and he talks about we have to work together and we need more jobs, a balanced budget, and a decentralized government. So the only thing he's saying that's new for some people is the decentralized government, which I agree with that. Smaller government, more states' rights, I think it would be better because they can't handle it in Washington. Foggy Bottom is still sinking. But I do not think that Gingrich really has much of a chance to win the Republican nomination. And if you want to talk about a fresh face, well, Chris Christie would be that. But there's a lot of people who don't like Christie, people in New Jersey and New York, who could tell you some things about him that they completely disagree with. And I don't think he runs this time around. Anybody who thinks they're viable for the office and they're young enough, I think they may not jump into it. I don't know that they could even be goaded into it because of where Obama's at this point. At this point, right now, 2011, middle of May, approval rating of 60%. They're going to push the Osama bin Laden thing and a couple of other things that have happened during the presidency. And that means that popularity number is tough to roll over on. Who comes out of the woodwork? I'm not sure. It may be somebody we're just not thinking about. There have been other names mentioned. Christie does come up a lot as the guy who could be there, but I don't think he does it. I think ultimately he could be talked into it eventually, but not this time around. Maybe another time down the road, but I don't see it. I think he tries to stay in his position. That's what I think. How about this one from, it's interesting when people put big and little in front of their names. I've said this before, but here's one from Little Bo. Kate, I know you used to do sports for Fox because I used to listen to you on the weekends. You also have a big sports background. I'm curious as to what you think about the BCS finding the Fiesta Bowl 1 million big ones because of the campaign contributions. Yeah, you know, I don't even know if I touched on this at all, but the bowl championship series, which is college football, right? They're fining the Fiesta Bowl and then some other sanctions because one of the things they did, I'm sure they didn't think about this, is they reimbursed their employees for political contributions they made, and allegedly at bowl leaders' encouragement. So they tell them, oh, you should do this, you should do this, you should do this. Well, you can't do that. That's, of course, that's one of the things that you can't do. Because remember, the Fiesta Bowl can remain a part of the BCS, and that's the system that determines the national football champions. And they have to stick with the sanctions, though. And they're hitting them pretty big. I mean, they want to keep the Fiesta Bowl. I think the BCS wants to keep it. But the NCAA has to decide whether they want to license the game. And so the encouraging of the contributions has upset a lot of people. Remember, it was just a couple of months ago where they fired the president and then released the president of the Fiesta Bowl and then released an internal report saying they had made illegal reimbursements to the people who made those political contributions to candidates for office, local, state, federal ones, and that's no. You know how much it was, too? This is the key thing. $46,000 since 2000 to at least 21 people. Current, former, spouses, volunteers. Ooh, that's excessive. So they had him. Ooh, they had him. John Junker, he's the one that got tossed when they found that out. But I think they want to keep the Fiesta Bowl. So anyway, yeah, ridiculous, stupid. What were they thinking? You think they weren't going to get caught in that? Doesn't make sense. All right, here's one from Bonnie listening to us. She says, in Vermont, I listen to America Tonight every night that I can keep my eyes open because I am a daytime worker, but I so enjoy your show. I'm trying to encourage the local station to put you on even earlier and run some of your show earlier in the day. That would be interesting. How would they do? I guess the best stuff. So, anyway, she goes on to say, what do you make of this whole Delta scuffle? The passenger who once again was trying to open an emergency door. What's with that, Kate? Don't people realize they cannot open an emergency door? Now this guy is in deep doo-doo. Yeah, he is. And it sounds like he was drinking a few. And this was a flight going from Orlando to Boston. The passengers definitely subdued him. There was a cop on board who sat next to him until they got there. And you can't interfere with the flight crew. It's serious. You're in big trouble when you do that. So he's not going to get a little slap on the wrist and be on his merry way. No, they arrested him. So they had 8 troopers that got on the plane. 8 troopers. This is the 4th in-flight security situation on a domestic flight in the U.S. in less than 4 days. And it's the 3rd where you had a passenger described as unruly who tried to open a door on a plane that had to be subdued by the passengers. Somebody better spread the word. If you really have the kooky idea of doing it, it's pressurized. You can't open it anyway. And talk about shooting yourself in the foot. Now what happens when you've done that? You're stuck. Oh, who knows what they level at you, but you're going to do some jail time, most likely. Absolutely, unless you have an amazing attorney who can somehow get you out. But I don't think so. I think you're doing some jail time if you do that.